A.G. Paxton, Texas rejected Dominion software due to vulnerability to fraud and unauthorized manipulation. By Joshua Kaplan on November 16, 2020. Appearing Friday on AM News/talk radio station WBAP 820, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said Lone Star State officials rejected the use of Dominion voting systems, a ballot counting software used in multiple states for 2020 presidential election, due to its vulnerability to fraud and unauthorized manipulation. Texas rejected using Dominion voting systems in 2019 after finding multiple hardware and software issues that preclude the Office of the Texas Secretary of State from determining that the Democracy Suite 5.5A system satisfies each of the voting system requirements set forth in the Texas Election Code. Listen from 2:16. A transcript is as follows. Rick Roberts, among the accusations of not counting enough ballots or counting illegal ballots and not counting the ballot thing, I don't know if we'll ever come to any resolution to everyone's satisfaction. But a lot has been talked about these voting systems and the software, especially with Dominion. And you've got a little knowledge with that, don't you? Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, yeah. Texas looked at Dominion for the voting systems. It goes through both the Texas Secretary of State and also the Texas Attorney General's office. We have had these things tested and they have failed every time. We have not approved these voting systems based on repeated software and hardware issues. It was determined they were not accurate and that they failed. They had a vulnerability to fraud and unauthorized manipulation.